And now, you're facing the other way of the camera. Turn the camera around. There we go. Holy shit! Now, you're facing the other way of the camera. Turn the camera around. There we go. Holy shit! Technical difficulties. But fuck, you know what? Swiss Beats and Timbaland were having some technical difficulties as well, so fuck, shit happens. We're having Wi-Fi issues. Maybe it's because it's so hot. Who the fuck knows? Honestly, I've been getting messages from you guys. It's breaking up. It's choppy. It's freezing. I'm sorry. Maybe it's fucking, maybe it's Instagram messing with us because of the music. Let's see if we can, get Fetty back in here for a little bit just to chop it up.
He's dead.
He's back in, so. Yeah. Hold on, I gotta wipe. Can we wipe my fucking camera up here?
There we go.
Damn.
Let's apologize.
Hey, come on,
you come on
in. I'm gonna come on in there too.
I can show you how to rap.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy, baby. It's crazy.
We shutting shit down right now.
We're there. We're
they can't stop us, though. They can't stop what's destined.
So, dude, you got cut off in the middle of your thought.
Talk to me. I'm here.
So you were talking about when you hooked up and you did that song with Pop.
Oh, Pop? Pop, me and Pop is the same kind, you know what I'm saying? So we come from the same blocks. He had came out with a song, but I knew of him before Money, Power, Respect.
Yeah.
And when we linked up, it was a mutual love, mutual respect. We had to do the song. We were supposed to bend through the song. But he was on Money, Power, Respect was going so crazy, we couldn't get next to each other like that. So we got next to each other. We did Double It. We got another one in the cut. We was together behind the scenes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody would know. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't like there's no cloud chasing nothing of that. So we was together a lot. You know what I'm saying? So when we did the song. We was actually planning on trying to do a tape. What I'm saying, we was trying to do a tape, but his shit was going crazy already. So I'm like, fuck yeah. It. And we got two songs in.
So that was my son is a huge Pop Smoke fan too, and he was able to catch him when he performed over at St. John just before he
had,
He was rest in peace, man. Great talent.
Yeah, for sure. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke.
So what are you working on now for yourself?
I'm about to shoot a video Wednesday. To a single I'm about to drop. I'm actually about to drop in a couple of days. The song is getting mixed and mastered.
Oh, nice. Solo?
Yeah. My next two songs gonna be solo. I got a lot of features out there. I don't want to keep doing features. I don't want them to keep thinking I just give good verses on features.
Yep.
I want to show them my talent.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, look at Marshall, we can move him. Marshall's getting fired up. Marshall's the marketing man. you gotta squat down, though, if you want to be able to see.
Yeah, what you drinking over there, man?
Gang, we got some 6 Point. We got some 6 Point.
Okay, 6 Point, we're fucking drinking some brandy. Yeah,
where the Henny at? Where the Henny at?
We're gonna do a shot with him.
Where the Henny at?
Oh, wait, we just
got some yak. We got some
white Henny.
Yeah, we got some Henny White over here.
Okay, you got the white Hennessy.
Yeah, we got the white.
Oh, shit.
That's my type of shit.
Okay,
that's my type of shit.
We're so frustrated with the internet
crash. We just started. You ain't got nothing in there. I need a shot.
You gotta get up in here, baby.
I'm pulling up with a gallon, man. I need a shot, you know what I'm saying?
You need to come up, dude, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime, man. Anytime y'all invite me up there, I pull up.
We got the sizes.
We got your size. We're putting a little something together for you, too. So you'll be getting that shit in a minute. But you need to come up to the space and definitely hang out and chill and just, see the vibe here.
Of course. I'll pull up.
Yo, what artist would you say influenced you the most?
to become a rapper or to get rich?
Ooh.
Wow, and to both, actually.
My brother inspired me to be a rapper, influenced me to be a rapper. He influenced me to do a lot. To get rich, nigga. I mean, it's a, yeah. That's kind of hard. I mean, it's a lot of, I don't know. I can't really point nobody out and be like, yo, he inspired me to be rich. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to be rich. I inspire myself to be rich. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be a rapper and to be an artist, I look at niggas like Jay-Z because Jay-Z beat the game. Everybody going to say Jay-Z because he got the most money. I say Jay-Z because he, like, not only did he put, like, he put his life in his music, like, he did a lot of shit that nobody did yet. Nobody can do it. You know what I'm saying? He's just that nigga. Like, everybody's going to say Jay-Z. He beat the game.
Yeah.
But I look at my brother as a big influence, right? You know what I'm saying? My brother influenced me to rap. My brother is the one that actually told me to take the rapping serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just said some shit over the phone one day when I was in jail. We used to do conference calls at 9 o'clock every Friday. So when I used to be on the phone one day, I was just like, yo, bro, I wrote a 16. And he like, let me hear it. I thought it was whack as fuck, but he thought it was fire. I'm like, yo, I say, I ain't gonna lie, baby, bro, this shit trash. he said it might be trash, but you got potential. And ever since then, I've been writing. Now I don't be writing no more though. I just go in the studio and go crazy.
And
I'm getting better at this shit.
Yeah, we gotta get you definitely in this space. You know, you're saying you thought your stuff was trash.
Ask him if you like skinny.
Hell yeah, when I first started rapping, I thought that shit was whack. but my brother kept it a buck though. You know, he kept it a stack. He like, yo, it's not whack. It just need work, and you know what I'm saying, you gonna get it. Now when I be saying shit, to him, he be like, yo, why you talking like that? You know what I'm saying, so it's different feedback now. He gonna tell me. It's like my friend's gonna tell me. My right hand man right next to me. He gonna tell me too. He gonna tell me.
Listen,
hey man.
Your brother saw your raw talent.
Huh? Yeah, he saw the raw talent. He saw me before I started. Like, he know where, like, just like I know all his shit, he know my shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, Marsha's asking, he's like, yo, find out, because we're sending you some shit. He's like, do you wear, we do a lot of super stretch skinny jeans. You rocking the skinny stuff, or you rocking stuff that's a little looser? What's your style?
I got on some Fashion Nova right now. These are skinny.
All right, man. So you got the skinny shit. All right.
Yeah, skinny. All right. I told you, skinny, baby.
Skinny, yeah. John.
Send the slim skinny.
Now, I wouldn't say skinny though. I say slim fit.
Slim. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I don't want it too skinny. I want a little room, my John. I want to be able to squat. I want my shit too skinny.
Nah, we got stretch.
You got stretch.
I'm gonna tell him
he's gonna get it. He's gonna be like,
yo, that's his though. Nah, I show support. Send him.
Yeah, for sure. I can't believe you're a New York guy. You're not even really from, we're rocking cult already, being a New York guy.
I just didn't come across it yet.
All right, well, better late than never. We're gonna get you straight, dude.
Put me in some gears so I can pull up on Instagram and tell them I got it from Cole.
Mm. You won't want to take the shit off for sure. It's a fact. You won't want to. But we'll get you some. We'll get you. I see you wearing the tracksuit. We got the tracksuits and the skinny jeans and shit. We're gonna send you some nice stuff.
Alright, say no more.
All right, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you got people over there doing your thing. I appreciate you coming on.
For sure, anytime, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Love.
When's what day is the new song dropping? You said next week.
I'm shooting a video to it next week. I sent it to DJ Drewski. I'm gonna send the clean version. I probably leak it over the radio first.
Oh, nice.
And I dropped the audio in like 2 weeks. Nice. But it's full throttle for me. After I drop this, I'm coming with the next one. We're not stopping no more. It's no more let-ups.
But, you know, that's interesting, right? Because so many people are having different perspectives right now on actually releasing music. Some people don't want to release because they can't get out and go tour and do performances. And some people are saying, fuck that. I want to release something right now. I want to get because people need some music right now. So it's different perspectives with artists.
People drop a song. They don't... Everybody, they think they know what a lot in the music business, and they don't. Sometimes that's why I don't be listening to people. But being signed has its pros and it has its cons. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just drop when you want. But if you putting out number one hits, you can drop. You can do what the fuck you want. The label ain't gonna stop you from doing that.
We talk about that shit actually all the time, just about how the music game has changed, and just the thing with record labels, right? Really, record labels management is that gonna change too? As people start doing their own shit and promoting themselves, what's gonna happen in this brave new world that we're living in?
Sometimes people don't want to wait for, like, it's not even about just drop. You could drop. It's just the paperwork behind it. You know, like, you gotta wait for the splits. It's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a process to dropping the song.
Yeah.
You gotta get it clean. You gotta get it mixed and matched. It's not just you did the record, mix, master, drop, just like that.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Everything. Life's a process. Listen, man, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Looking forward to that new stuff. Feel free, always, you know, send some sneak peek. No, we're gonna hook up. We're gonna hook up. You're gonna come up here, just chill out a little bit.
Set it up.
Shots.
You got my PR number. Just contact her and she'll get it done.
Yeah, man, for sure. All right, man.
All right, love.
All right, man. Later. Thanks. I'm struggling actually hearing. Maybe because I'm so far, it's hard to hear shit right now. Yeah, pull a little closer for me.
Was I
getting you too early before? She like,
man.
She's like, I'm not going in that fucking early.
You're having me being awake in the middle of the night, and I'm just so tired.
Really?
Incredible. Yeah.
What time is it there again? So this is Jen from Evanescence.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Yay. Yay.
She's home in Germany right now. So what time is it there?
I'm stuck in Germany. It's 30 minutes after midnight. After midnight.
Really? Da-da-da-da-da. Are you really going to sit here and tell me you'd be asleep right now?
Yeah, I would be. I would have gone to bed like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
I turn into this turd, this really boring person in quarantine. It's really terrible. I eat too much. I cook too much. I turn into a very boring person.
You're not drinking too much though, right?
Not really. But I'm cooking way too much. I'm cooking too much and I'm eating too much.
Yeah. I've been doing the same thing at home too, for sure.
Did you become quarantine. A chef? Like, it's I feel not, like a chef,
I mean,
by now.
I'm not, you know, my wife's been cooking. I'll barbecue. I'm not cooking shit in the house. I'll barbecue.
Yeah, sweet. Nice.
That's about it. Last time we hung out, though, we got saucy.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes. You don't understand. You left to go to your show. You had a show you had to go to.
Which I don't really remember.
We had you banged up.
It was that one drink that was too much.
Oh, listen, my guys tell me, and I still don't believe this. I think it's a slight exaggeration. They said I was pouring shots down everybody's throat.
Oh yeah, you did. You did.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you did.
That's not me.
It was fun though.
No, it was a good time.
It's always great hanging out with you. Always great when I come see you guys, and it's always fun. It's always amazing.
So, listen, we love you. We love hanging out.
Love.
So let me give everybody just a quick little background on you, because I always like to give a little backdrop on what's coming on. So Jen's been friends of the family for a while. I've had the lovely opportunity of catching Evanescence more than once live. Jen's a guitarist there. But before you were in Evanescence, I think you joined maybe 2015.
Yes.
You were doing your other band, which was Equilibrium.
Yes, the Unspeakable, yes.
You were doing, all right. So you were doing that. How did you end up hooking up with Evanescence at that point?
The whole thing is, it started when I played with that Equilibrium band. I played the bass in that band. And we ended up playing a weekend, like two festivals, one in the south of Germany and one in Czech Republic. And on the same billing that day when we played was Testament. Yeah. And I had the chance to talk to Alex Skolnick, and we initially became friends, and he recommended my name. That's how it goes,
That's how it went. Did you join around the same time with Will and everybody? Was it?
Oh, come on! You know Will, and Will and Troy joined like 10 years before me.
Before you? Oh shit!
Really? They've been in the band forever.
Man, I thought it was right around. I wasn't sure if it was around the same time.
And I miss my boys. Guys, if you see this, I love you, and I miss you.
Yeah, Will should be in here. Will is telling me you guys are getting ready to release a new video.
Oh yeah,
coming out.
And just today, we received the final cut, the final edit of the video, and we saw it, and it's mind blowing. It's so cool. I freaking love it. It's so cool.
But hold on. You released that one song that just came out from the new album. You guys released that COVID video, which is fire. Tell everybody about the song. Tell them about the video. Wasn't going to be the first song, right? It wasn't going to be the first song you guys released.
It was not planned to be the first song, but, times change and then you need to adjust. And the
song's
first song
wasted
we put
on
out,
you.
Exactly. Wasted on you. And we all filmed it on our iPhones at home, which was kind of a challenge for our video director, Paul Brown, because he received material. He had no control of what we are filming in our homes, which was kind of cool. And it turned out to be so cool. Like, I love the video. It's really cool. And
it's very powerful.
Exactly. And it shows that we're all stuck in this together. Like, it doesn't matter if you're the bass player of Evanescence, and it doesn't matter if you're just a fan. We all go through the same thing, which is kind of cool. And it's a powerful message, and I love it. And the new video is just... The only word that comes to my mind is mind. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, don't scream. I got my guy coming over the phone. He just swiped the whole fucking thing down. I'm like, don't touch my shit. We've been freezing. Yeah, we got kicked off.
Was that Angelo? Was that Angelo? Hi!
What?
Was that Angelo? Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Hey, hi. Hey.
Come say hello, Angel. You got Angel over here too, hanging out.
Nice, sweet. Hey, yay! There's my boy. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
We're the only ones in here right now. I actually opened up the office a few weeks ago. Some of us were coming in to do these sessions. I opened up the office. Nobody else.
Let me ask you a question. How have you been dealing with the whole COVID time and everything, like the shutdown and bullshit?
Like everybody, it's challenging. It's forced us, like you guys, to think outside the box and try to do things and try to stay relevant. You know, thank God, you know, my family's been patient. I've actually loved working from home and doing stuff from home. We actually designed our entire collection out of my basement this cool. for spring 21, and it looks phenomenal. It looks killer.
Oh, awesome.
You're gonna love some of this there. Killer.
I can't wait to see it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was cool doing it there. I was cooking for the guys breakfast when they showed up. We were doing fire pits in the backyard. That was cool. And then we just had to figure out for us just ways like yourself. How do we stay out in the public eye? How do we stay relevant, and what we're doing? And that's why we started. And for the artists who are sitting home and not able to get out and do things, how do we keep them out, exposing them and their fan base to our fan base, our fan base. And then, so that's why we started doing these sessions. And every time we kind of want to stop doing it and quit it, people are like, yo, what the fuck? So we've been slowing down. We were doing like three things a week. And it was a lot. It was draining. It was a lot of work. It was fun, but it was a lot. Trying to do other things, so we kind of scaled it back to one a week now. But it's been great, and it's good to be able to connect like this, right? Because we're not able. If it wasn't for this right now doing shit, next time I'd be seeing you, we'd be getting fucked up and drinking, and that's once every blue moon. So it's cool to be able to do these type of things and just help the artists go. And actually, a lot of stuff we've been doing with this too is, and everybody knows the rules now, is all the artists that come on, everybody that's in the live session, they need to go screenshot that they downloaded the song or watch something and DM us. And then at the end of 30 days, we give away $1,000 shopping spree. So we're hoping to drive people to the artists and kind of keep them out. Nice.
Very good. So you keep the positive alive. I mean, I love it.
I mean, it's really easy to dwell on the negative, but for us, we want to keep focusing on the positive. We're actually working on a concert
thing right now.
We're working on something.
I still have to send you my guitar. I still have to send it, though.
I'm waiting.
I'm going to send it, dude.
Okay.
I have to make it happen.
Okay. You know, I saw you actually, it has to be signed, though, too. I saw you did something with Stu Hamm.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Oh, the We Are the Champions thing. Yes.
Tell us about that. I've got his bass guitar right here. He's awesome.
Really? You do? Yeah, that's freaking amazing. That's so cool.
Let them see it. Yeah. Check this shit out.
That is amazing. So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look at that bass. Love.
If you're in here, Stu, I got to get you in the sessions, too, if you're in here, buddy. So, yeah, talk about that, what you guys did.
Well, my friend Jason McNamara in Tokyo, he asked me if I would be interested in being part of the collab for the We Are the Champions song. And it's mainly about, a lot of people do the collabs right now, as I'm doing my 1 Minute Jams. But that collab was mainly about the song We Are the Champions, and it's not about so much that we are the champions, but you guys are the champions who keep working, all the nurses, all the doctors, everybody in the whole system that still keeps working and keeping us alive and makes it possible for us to be alive. And it was a big thank you to all of these people, and it was great. It was 4 singers. The 2 female singers were Lisa of Arch Enemy and me. And I totally enjoyed it. I had a great time recording it. It was fun.
I was checking it out. It was dope. It was super cool, super rad.
Yeah. And now I'm doing the 1 Minute Jams, which is fun too. I release every Saturday at 7 p.m. Central European Time, which is 1 p.m. your time, I guess. I release a video with 2 guest musicians where I do fun covers of 1 minute and a couple of seconds,
Uh-huh.
And it's just about spreading good vibes. It's about making people laugh, making people smile, spreading positive energies, because that's what the world needs the most right now.
Yep.
As we're all stuck in this kind of like uncertainty of negativity. I think really what the world needs and people need the most is positive energies right now. And that's why these 1 minute jams became kind of like religious. It's totally funny. There's like a squad of people gathering for the premiere every Saturday, and it's super cool. And I have some rad guests coming up. Like this Saturday is going to be the first female edition.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be all girls, which is nice. And the week after that, it's going to be superstars and shit.
That's awesome.
And I'm having fun with that. That's my new creative outlet, kind of like working on videos, Like, instead of sitting there with your instrument trying to put out creativity when there is no input in your life, so you don't have any output.
Exactly.
It's It's weird to explain, but I really don't feel inspired to play my instrument these days. And so I can sing and do these covers and just become creative in different ways. I just have different outlets. So that is cool.
That's awesome. So everyone can check that on your Instagram, right?
On my YouTube. It's my YouTube channel.
Oh, it's the YouTube channel.
Yeah, just check out Gemma Jura on YouTube and you'll find it.
That's Listen, you've got so many people.
Huh?
I'll take my glasses off. Oh, they're like taking glasses off because everything's reflecting. It's like it's so reflective.
But you look funny with the reflections. With the reflections,
it looks crazy.
Yes,
you know. It does. Oh, thanks for you know. You just said something. Guess what? Guess what's gonna happen to you next time we hang out? You're fucked up. That's not right. And I just had something I was gonna say, and I just lost my train of thought now.
No, you looked amazing. You looked amazing. You looked lovely.
Thank you. I put on the. I think I put on the COVID 10 pounds though.
Oh, me too. Definitely. I was just today. I was cooking some Thai dumplings for my friends. And I invited them over and I realized like I'm cooking so much and I'm eating so much. And then you would sit on your fucking couch the whole time and you wouldn't move. Like normally I'm a very active person.
Yeah.
But this COVID time really makes me gain weight. It's bad. It's bad.
I was actually wondering because you got so much fucking energy. It's hard to keep you fucking still. So someone like you, your personality, I was wondering how you're actually dealing.
But still, it's like I feel that muffled energy situation in my life. It's I don't know how to explain it, but I move less and I eat more, which is a bad combination. But
hey,
yeah.
I'm looking
at my double chin.
Oh shit.
Look at this. It's so bad.
You're fucking funny. How do you it was great. I've seen so many of you. You have these Gen Majors all over the world, right? UK, and I see a lot of people making comments.
Yay!
The UK was like, which guitar are you sending them? They're asking. But you have so many. I think I saw Belgium, I saw UK. how are you getting this fan base setting up like that?
To be really honest, I am in daily contact with my fan clubs, admins, and I really talk to those guys because I think it's a beautiful thing if you carry a passion for something that is so lovely and so intensive that you would create a fan club page, you know, like a fan page on Instagram or something. And I try to keep in touch with all of these guys. I know them by name. I know what they do. And it's just I try to talk to them daily and I just love them for spreading the positivity that I would like to spread from my end, you know, like making people feel positive and good, which is the most important ever. And they spread the news and I love them and they do such a great work. Like all of my fan club admins, I love these guys.
They're amazing. I was getting tagged in reposts. They were tagging me in reposts.
Oh, I know.
Look at this girl's fan base. Look at this. It's badass.
Well, I have good people, you know?
You do have good people.
It's very important to surround yourself in your life with good people, with good people that are spreading positive energy. And as soon as you do that, as soon as you eliminate the negativity of your life, like energy vampires, people who would suck out your energy. You can talk 5 minutes to a person and you can feel like refreshed and go like, oh, this was amazing. And then you can talk 5 minutes to a person. And then you would feel like, I'm exhausted now. And eliminate these energy vampires because they don't do you any good.
That's good shit.
You have to eliminate energy vampires. And if you finally manage to surround yourself with good people, this is the ultimate goal. Seriously.
Dude, everybody listen to what she's saying. That shit's true. It's true.
I know.
You got such good energy about yourself. Good energy brings more good energy. So, you guys are supposed to be on tour, right? Right now.
Well, we were supposed to be on tour in April. Then we postponed the tour to September this year. Then a couple of days ago, we postponed it again to September next year.
Yeah.
And who knows? It's really tough. I feel so separated from Emmy and the guys.
Yeah.
Which really hurts. It's painful because, you know, they are at least on the same continent. They can gather and they can meet and I just can't.
Actually, can't gather anywhere right now because he's down in Florida and it's going through some shit right now. So if you're flying from Florida, you got to quarantine for 2 weeks if you hit another state. So Will's not going anywhere.
Okay, good. Sucks. Yeah, but still, I'm on another continent. Yeah. Sucks even more.
How was it there, though, compared to, I mean, your perception and being there in Germany?
It's been pretty much the same. Because I've been, you know, Tony, I've been talking to Tony every day and he kept me up to date and it's been pretty much the same here in Germany, like you guys in New York. But the thing is that, we had another current outbreak and that current outbreak happened in a slaughterhouse and there have been like 2,000 new infections, like out of a sudden from day one to day two, like poof.
Oh,
and
shit.
They shut down districts, and I happen to live in one of the districts, which is kind of fucked up. And tomorrow, the quarantine, we went back to mid-March, like super quarantine. You're not allowed to be seen in public with more than two people in a household. Everything got shut down. The gyms, the restaurants, bars, everything. And it's getting back to normal tomorrow. We'll see about that. But yeah, exactly. Like keep your fingers crossed. But I'm pretty much staying to myself in my apartment, you know, doing music and focusing on my little world, which is safe. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, I only wish to just like allow travels again because I never imagined that I would ever say I'm missing running sweaty from gate A to gate Z or eating greasy, like overpriced airport food or shit like that. Or I do. It's tough. It's tough. It's the musicians, you know, all of these people who work less of the time they usually work, they're just like working less and waiting for the times to get back to normal.
Yeah.
But us musicians, the touring, especially the touring musicians, we turned, our lives have been turned 180 degrees. Like, I can't even imagine the last time I was home that long, like probably 15 years ago or something like that. And it's tough being at home and you miss that, you miss the input that usually is been given to you by your life, by the traveling, by the concerts, by the meeting the fans, by the meet and greets, by everything you do. And out of a sudden, it's just numb. It's just a zero line, like, and that is the toughest thing to go through mentally, seriously.
I think you said it, right? It's tough to get creative where the creativity is stemming from your daily interaction.
Yeah, exactly.
All of this. So how do you draw that creativity?
Exactly.
Exactly. It is challenging. It's definitely challenging.
When it first started, the whole lockdown situation, I was kind of like, oh my God, I got all this time on my hands. I can play the guitar now all the time. Oh, I'm amazing. And then I realized like, I don't have anything to say on my instrument. And that kind of threw me like mentally because it was tough to deal with it. Like I've never had the feeling of not having anything to say with my instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And out of a sudden it happened and it was really scary. Exactly. Yeah, it was scary. And by now I'm kind of like cool because like I said, I do the 1 minute jams and they're fun and that's fine. And I'll get back to guitar playing. I have a new guitar, so that will inspire me.
Yeah, nice. Damn, I know it's late for you there, so I don't want to keep you up.
Oh, can I go to bed now?
You can go to bed now. You can go. Wait. All right. So the question I'm going to ask you, I always ask the artist.
Okay.
What's the thing that you love about the Cult brand the most? Rocking the stuff. Because you've gotten some women's stuff that's never been released. You haven't been in the office. So you have some kind of one-of-a-kind pieces that you've
worn. You know what? Okay, here's my answer. What I love the most about the whole brand is you. Because you, no, I mean it. You have a positive attitude. You have your head set on, you have a great message. You are a good person. You have everything in your heart is right. And I love that. And I love, what I love the most is my backpack.
Yay! Never produced. See, people are going to be looking at that. They're going to be like, where's the fucking bags? Never got produced.
I love this backpack. It became my touring backpack. I literally take it everywhere. I love it. And I think it's mainly with all the, I don't want to call it an endorsement deal or anything, because we're more friends, you know, like I consider you a friend more Absolutely. Than like an endorsement deal. But what I really appreciate is working with good people who have their mindset right, you know, who have figured it out and spread good vibes. That's what I'm all about. And you do a great job at that.
Thank
and
you.
I love you from the bottom Appreciate of my that. Heart for that.
You just gave you gave me goosebumps with that.
No.
That was great. Thank you. Damn. That felt good.
All righty.
All right. Well, go to bed. Go to sleep.
I go to bed. And you guys keep carrying on your awesome live streams and everything. Keep people entertained and do what you do because it's the right thing to do.
Thank
and
you so
you.
Much. Can't wait till you're back in. And if Tony's in here, what's up, Tony? Hit me up. You gotta come hang out even while Jen's not here.
Can't wait to go back to you. Can't wait to come back to New York. Seriously, I miss you guys.
I miss you too. Thank you.
Love
well.
You.
Everybody,
bye.
Tune in. Hey, do me a favor when you hang up. Just post your YouTube channel so people can go to it. They need to visually see. So just put it in the comments. All right. Good night.
Got it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Yo, yo, yo. Jen, she's awesome. I think I got Todd in here coming. There he is. Damn, sorry I'm late, Todd. Yo,
what's up, dude?
What's up, man? How are you?
All right, entertaining listening to the other cats on here.
Yeah, man, thanks for being patient. We were having some technical difficulties tonight. We can't play music ever because we just get shut down now.
Yes.
They've been locking us out nonstop.
Locking us down.
How you been, man?
All right, man. The bike industry is just booming, you know, with this whole COVID thing, everything. You know, half the world's shutting down, the other half is going crazy.
Knock on wood. So let me just back up for everybody. I know you got a bunch of people that are coming in. I saw people reposting that you're coming on to. Oh, look, Marsha's bringing this over. So Todd is the brand manager, right? Brand manager at
Effie
Rides?
Yes, Effie director.
All right. So, dude, but was a pro. You actually were one of the first BMX riders that probably started getting some kind of endorsement deals back in the day.
Well, I mean, people had them way back in the day, but like when BMX was booming, like in the late 90s, you know, BMX has had its up and downs, you know, but when it was really booming in the late 90s, yeah, I mean, I was sponsored by Huffy, you know, Huffy's major corporation. We were sponsored by Pepsi and some other brands. And like, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, my timing of being a professional rider, like dirt jumper and racer. I was in the X Games a bunch. I also raced, which BMX racing and dirt jumping are two completely separate sports. But I did both, you know, but anyway, but when the BMX boom was going, like that's when I was at my peak. So I timed it really well because it's really not booming right now, like in the typical racing and stuff. Mm-hmm. The racing industry is kind of at a low, you know, so it's like I feel guilty for like some of these pro racers are so fast and so strong and so crazy skilled, but there's not a lot of money in the sport for racing, you know. And that's why we, as a brand, you know, like, you know, I'm running the SE brand. I've been doing it for 15 years. That's why we started focusing our efforts on like a whole different aspect than just, you know, BMX racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kicked off, you know, over 10 years ago, we made the first ever 29-inch BMX bike, yeah, called the Big Ripper, you know. Yep. And now that whole big wheel BMX, you know, big bike BMX, you know, bike life, whatever you want to call it, it's basically a gigantic BMX bike, which I've got, got a bunch of them on the wall back there.
Yeah, I want to show everybody.
Let's see what you got.
To see.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Custom right there. How many did we make? How many did we make? Three, four, five?
We made like five or six of them.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Man, I tell you, I still get hit up from people. Hey, can I buy the bike? Where can I get the bikes? What's up? You know, I need the bike. It's crazy. I'll show that. Yeah, man, you guys, it's funny. We were introduced through, it was Chris. My sales rep at the time who came up, and it's interesting because I actually started in the action sport world with Massimo and OP back in the day in the surfing industry, and riding my BMX. I think your first bike that you ever rode was Redline?
Redline, yep.
Redline and Mongoose back in the day was, yep. You know, were the two bikes that I was riding way back when. And when Chris came over to me, he's like, hey man, you know, I think it would be great to do a collab with SE. And I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if my guys are going action sports and whatnot. But I'm like, fuck, let's go sit. And that's when I went over to your house. Yep. Where I don't know if is that the garage with all the stuff in the back? Yeah, exactly. That's just dope. And we went over there and we started looking at the bikes. And I saw the custom bike you guys did for fucking Beast Mode. And I saw the bike you guys did.
Public Enemy.
And I'm looking, you pulled out your flyer and just started talking again about this bike life and the culture. And you guys really did, as a brand, you reinvented yourselves and kind of revolutionized the industry. You guys are the first ones doing that with the frame and the tires and changing. And I looked at you when you opened up that flyer and I'm like, you saw the photo. I'm like, holy shit, this is my customer. My customer's riding this bike. And it's so crazy. I don't know. You know, if you ever go buy a car, and all of a sudden you see everybody driving around the same fucking car. Right, yep. It was the same thing. So the minute I came back home from Cali after the meeting, and I'm riding around with my wife, and I wasn't really taking notice until we sat down and talked. And how many fucking bikes that I'm like, whoosh, whoosh, landing gear. I'm like, fuck, they're all riding SE bikes. They're all riding SE everywhere you go. And what I was so happy about is that seeing, and it was like 15, 20, you know, out and about and riding bikes and not sitting on their asses playing video games.
Exactly.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, we got to do this collab. And I was so happy that we did. And I got some of the, you know, the pieces of the sports wear.
Show
that
shit.
Yeah, stuff.
That shit was dope.
Yeah, the track pant that we did, the shit was hot, like the logos. And, I mean, your slogan, We Ride As One, actually went perfect. The whole thing with your logo and our logo together was a great collab. And we actually got to talk about doing another one.
Yeah, I'm down.
You guys are so fucking, honestly, you're so blessed right now with this COVID thing. There's people that, like you said, there's people that, you know, have suffered, and there's people, you know, and there's companies that were able to, you know, benefit from this because people were staying home and had to get out. What are we going to do? And the bike industry has gone rampant.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you go into bike shops nowadays, like, you can go into a bike shop, your local bike shop, there may only be, like, they may have racks for 86 bikes, and there may only be three in there, like just bike sales. And it's not so much that production is delayed from the factories, usually over in Asia, it's that the public is buying bikes like crazy, you know. And it's like, yeah, and we, you know, we can't keep up. But one thing to think, though, we just, you know, SE, our December, January, and February were our best December ever, best January ever, best February ever. And that's before COVID. So we were already on this. Yeah, exactly. And now it's like, and then we had just now, May was our best month ever, period. Ever. You know, so it's like, we're, you know, which there's probably brand after brand and bike shop after bike shop that are, you know, bike sales just going bananas. You know, we just released, I don't know if you caught wind of it, but just, you know, last weekend we released the LA Ripper, Los Angeles Ripper. And this past weekend.
New York.
Yeah,
I saw with D-Blocks.
Yeah, New York Big Ripper. And we only made 300 limited edition, you know, but we didn't, you know, we ordered these bikes. You know how it works, we're, you know, working, you know, production overseas. You got to order bikes like, you know, half a year at least before you're selling them. We didn't know anything about COVID back in September when I designed the bikes back in like June, you know, and then we did the catalog photo shoot in September, and then we ordered in December, and then we received them in May, and that 300 went like that, you know. So we set aside 80 to sell. Most of them were sold in the local markets. Most of them were sold in LA and around LA for the LA bike. Then the New York bike, most were sold in and around, you know, so we can reward our New York dealers. But for each bike, we set aside 80 bikes to sell online. And the LA bike sold out in 15 minutes. And the New York bike sold out in 4 minutes.
Well, yeah, I saw it.
We want to create a buzz, but we didn't realize we were going to create that big of a buzz. You know, now if you go on eBay and look at either of those, they're selling for, you know, $2,500 selling, like sold. And then the other people are listing for $3,000 up to $10,000, you know, that have bought them, flipping them, which obviously we never thought, you know, when we started designing these bikes nearly a year ago, we weren't designing them for people to buy them and flip them. That, you know, but it happens, and, you know, what can we do? You know, people, if people are going to pay for it, that's what it's worth. You know, that's what it's
worth. My uncle used to say, you know, it's only expensive if people aren't, you know, willing to buy and pay for these things. And you guys make a quality bike. I mean, again, it speaks volume. But I also think your customers and your whole community, because the bike community is amazing. I'm always amazed at how much, because we did that one collaboration capsule stuff. And it was a year ago, I think we did it. And I'm going to tell you, Todd, your guys, your riders, you got, I mean, just a shout out, like Jersey Blake. I mean, that guy is always riding.
He has
all these,
all
these dudes are always tagging. They're always going back and showing love. It's kind of like, I guess once you're in the community, you're in the community. And it's amazing to see these guys just doing this stuff and still posting the videos and still posting, you know, about Colt and tagging Colt, and it's that's what makes you want to go back and, you know, and do another one. And we know once we do a collaboration with somebody, it's like, all right, done, onward and forward onto the next one. But
Blocks is in the room.
D-Blocks is in the room right now.
Yes. So what was cool with collabing with you is usually, you know, when we do a collab, it's we're providing the product. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're putting another brand names on our product, you know. Public Enemy, Dogtown, Santa Cruz Skateboard, Travis Barker with, you know, Famous Stars and Straps. You know, it's like we're the ones selling the product with another brand's name. And then you hit us up and it would totally, the roles reverse, you know. And this is pretty much the first time, you know, that it's like, okay, now we're, you know, we're going to get our name on a product that's not a bike, you know.
Yep.
And it was really freaking cool. Like just having, you know, just, and not just on any product, but, you know, your guys' product, which is super high quality and, you know, comfort fitting and whatnot. And I wasn't super familiar with, you know, your brand until I got the stuff. And, I, you know, obviously we started talking. And then once I, you know, you started sending me some sample stuff. And I was like, holy shit, I was like, I have hated jeans forever. It's like, I do not wear jeans. I don't want nothing to do with
jeans. Yeah, I remember you saying that. You're like,
I don't know. Sweating jeans. I don't want nothing. You know, it's like, that's why if this will be reasoning for you, I was sponsored by JNCO. It's like, if I'm gonna wear fucking jeans, they're gonna be this big. Like in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, then once I wore, you know, the Colt jeans, I was like, holy shit, this, you know, I was like, I'd never, you know, I'd heard of stretchy jeans or whatever, and I don't know if that's what you call them, whatever, but I'd heard of the stretchy fabric, but it still just looked uncomfortable. But after I wore it, I'm like, holy shit, I was like, man, I can sit down without, you know, without the waist coming down and showing my ass crack and stuff and everything. But yeah, I was hyped. When it was all said and done, I was like, this was the brand. If we're going to do something with the brand, you know, clothing brand, you know, that was a brand. And then also your guys' reach, you know, and being, you know, not, you know, number one, not just trying to profit off of our name, you know, cause we're on the crazy, you know, it's like if any brand kind of works with us, they're going to get a good benefit, not just a dollar benefit, but just being able to be associated with us as a brand, you know. But then we kind of felt the same with you, you know, that it was like, holy shit, this is a brand that's, you know, on the come up. And, you know,
no, dude, it was definitely a symbiotic mutual benefit. It was dope, dude. I want to do another one. We actually, we started talking before, probably about 4 months ago. You're like, yo, man, you know, with the ownership, you guys said,
they were interested in possibly doing another one. We actually started getting our mood boards together way back then. We got to pull those back out because we're going to start working on fall 20. We just finished our spring 20. We're going to start working on fall 21. So it might be a good opportunity to do a little capsule again.
Yeah, revisit.
But we're going to need to sell cult bikes, though. Cult of individuality bikes.
Yes. Yeah.
How's it been? I mean, you guys, a big thing you know that you're always part of, and I see all the flicks and the rideouts and whatnot. That stuff's kind of on pause, or what's going on with you and that stuff?
Well, we haven't done like an official, rideout. And if people are watching on a rideout is just a big group of people getting together and ride bikes through the city, you know. And we organize and promote and hype up, a lot of them, but. Yeah, we haven't done one, I'm guessing 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Usually don't do them in the wintertime anyway. It's been a while. I think one of the last, the last big one we did was, the Oakland ride out.
Up in the Bay Area, yeah.
Yeah, the beast mode.
Yeah.
But there is one in Santa Cruz in a couple weeks. That's kind of a smaller one. And then the big one. That's pretty much one of the biggest ones of the year is in a couple of weeks is Santa Barbara. And then in about a month, in the middle of August, August 15th is the Santa Cruz ride out. And that one, people fly from all over the country to it. And, we send out D-Blocks and the other guys, the Cycle Squad Maniacs. And, that's like a big ride, big weekend party. That's, kind of take over the town of Santa Cruz. And that's, like I said, August 15th.
Nice. Dude, one of these times, I want to get out for one of these things with my the bike. We still got one out in Cali, dude. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you coming on. Everybody, just so you know, when I reached out, he's like, "Oh no, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do these live things." He was a little reluctant to get on here, but I'm glad you did, man. You guys, I'm so happy that. Things are going well for you guys. It's good to see. I mean, you guys have been at it since 1977, right?
Yep.
1977, you guys started. So the sustainability, the pioneering, and game changing, dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, you got to be moving. There's a lot of other brands that started in the 70s, 80s that they're not here, or they're not here at the capacity, or they're just making some Walmart bikes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like. We've been really good to kind of move when we need to move, and not move when we need to move when we want to move and make shit happen. We kind of created a market, reinvented ourselves. And it's
you been, guys yeah, really it's, did. You really did. You created a whole new movement that people are trying to kind of copy and replicate, but you guys were the pioneers for sure.
Yep. And it's been fun ride. And we're not done.
What you say?
Let's bring in some ride.
Yeah, we gotta bring in some money.
Let's bring in blocks.
Yeah. Well, right now?
Yeah.
I don't even know if we have time to bring him.
Right? Tell blocks. He's on there.
Is blocks in there?
The blocks is in
there. Yeah, I'll bring blocks in. Blocks, if you're in there right now still, send me a request to jump in, dude. It's been a minute. Catch up. Dude, Todd, do you have any other collaborations coming out, any limited editions besides the LA and the New York that you just did?
Yes. Yeah, we got more shit coming, But we kept those under wraps so good. Nobody knew a thing about it until we started, like on Thursday, I started posting some really vague sneak peek. Friday on the SE site or on the SE pages, we post some like really blatant sneak peeks, but not, we don't show the whole bike. And then on Saturday, it's like, boom, motherfuckers, it's here. Go to your bike shop and get it. You know what I'm saying? So we shipped out the bikes to the bike shops. The bike shops kept their lips, shut.
So they can't. Nobody already had the stock.
So yeah, exactly. So that's the first time we've done a lot of these awesome things where we're like, look at this awesome bike. It's coming, and then it's like we have a production delay, and it comes in 6 months. We're like, yeah, but this was like, yo, check this out. Boom, it's here. People scrambling to their bike shops. We had a couple of bike shops. One posted today said they received 100 calls yesterday on Saturday for the New York Big Ripper. 100 calls for one bike, and they only had one bike.
Damn. Now let me. So, do the bike shops have liberty to be like, okay, this bike should be X price, but we're gonna, because it's limited now, we're gonna add
charge whatever we want, or you guys kind of control the retail with the
Well, we have an MSRP price, manufacturer's suggested retail price. Then we have the MAP price, the minimum advertised price. They can't sell it, but they can't advertise it below a price. But we don't have a max price. That really doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had some dealers that they're like, hey, we're selling $1,500. You want it or not, you know? And somebody will buy it for $1,500, sell it the next day on eBay for $2,500. You know,
crazy. So
it's crazy right now. You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm telling you, I got offered $1,500 for mine. A few people. I'm like, no, it's only a few, man. I'm keeping. I'm not letting this thing go.
That custom called him individuality. You know, big flyer. That's freaking dope.
Yeah, shit, it's hot. All right, man. Well, listen.
Okay.
Congrats on the success. Keep doing your shit, man. Keep pioneering and doing your thing.
Thanks.
And we'll appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, we'll talk about the next collab soon.
When you're ready to hop on a call, timing wise for you, let's jump on something. I'm gonna start designing in August. So we got a little bit of time.
All right. Cool.
All right, dude. Appreciate it. Be well.
Guys.
Later.
Let's get Blocks in the room.
Blocks, you in here?
Send us a request.
Yeah?
Yep.
There he is.
Bong.
If he's not on his bike right now. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm not on my bike, but I'm with a lot of bikes right now. Hold on. I'm with a lot of bikes right now. You see that?
This, oh, shit.
This is what everybody wants right now.
Oh, you got it right there, man. That thing's
I got this one, too. I got this one, too. Nobody got this one. It's only three of these in the world.
Wow. Yeah. That shit's fire.
Uh-huh. Chill.
Woo!
I even got the first black and gray Big Ripper with the American bottom bracket. Chill.
Oh, my God.
Lowrider. Got the lowrider with the spinners.
Chill. Dude, that's, where is this right now?
I can't tell anybody that. They're going to get punished again. Look. Got the famous chills. Hold up. I wasn't going to show nobody this, but look. Ooh, look. If you want it, come get it.
Bum. Shit.
I bought one personally. We got to get my little man on some clothes, man. Look.
Oh, look at the little man. Yeah, we got to get him some kid stuff, dude.
Yeah, he about to be three soon.
All right, we got 2T to 10T, man. We got him.
Huh?
We got him. We do two toddler to three, 10 toddler.
Oh, well, he got his car over there.
Oh, shoot. Look at the little man. He's adorable.
Yeah. I just got him. I'm about to go back out.
You know, I'm not even lying. I was kind of hoping you were going to be like this with your phone, kind of doing your shit on the bike and jumping in.
I can still do that.
You know, for anybody who doesn't know this guy, you need to follow him, D-Bloss, on Instagram and watch this guy do his thing
everywhere. I'll be out here. I don't know about
he'll be out there doing crazy shit. Actually right now you probably, it's easier because he's got videos, man. It's in and out of traffic, stopping traffic, doing stuff right now. I mean, the traffic's starting to pick up again, but I'm sure you kind of had your way with the streets
for
a while.
With traffic?
Yeah, with traffic.
there's no such thing as traffic when you're on a bike.
Dude, you live up the Bronx, Harlem.
I'm in Jersey now.
You're in Jersey? But when this guy's coming riding, or he's riding his bike, what's an average ride for you? Just go, throughout, how many miles you say you're putting on in a day?
Well, it depends on how the day is. If the dirt bike's gonna be out, then you know I can get up to 150, 200 miles a day.
A day?
Yeah. I got more miles than a lot of people that drive.
I'm feeling like a lazy. I'm feeling like a lazy bag shit is what I'm feeling right now.
Chill. I got a lot of more miles than people that drive.
I can't hear him. You're so damn loud. I can't hear him.
Yo, you remember Marsh? Come here, Marsh. See what's up with D-Block.
What's poppin', Block?
Yo, what up, yo?
What's poppin', baby?
Chillin'? Where my homie TMZ at?
Todd?
No, TMZ.
The one TMZ, like the Super Bowl. Wait, no, man. Wid's back in Jersey working on some shit right now, too.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out Muhammad Block. Shout out BS Fallout.
Those, you just named everybody that be hiding. They be hiding. They don't be out here like me.
They don't be outside like that?
No. Hell no. They be hiding.
Yo, when you to come back down to the studio?
Let me know. I need some gear, man.
Oh, we got to get them in here.
Come down. You just come down and hang out. Let me know when you want to come down.
Hell yeah, gear, stickers. I'm going to Miami soon, too.
Now, you're facing the other way of the camera. Turn the camera around. There we go. Holy shit, technical difficulties. But fuck, you know what? Swiss Beats and Timbaland were having some technical difficulties as well, so fuck, shit happens. We're having Wi-Fi issues. Maybe it's because it's so hot. Who the fuck knows? Honestly, I've been getting messages from you guys. It's breaking up. It's choppy. It's freezing. I'm sorry. Maybe it's Instagram messing with us because of the music. Let's see if we can get